Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe up in the captain's chair for our weekly muster from the magical Isle of Vashon, broadcasting to you live and unrehearsed and unscripted, and always a risk at doing it that way, from on Voice of Vashon 101.9 on the FM band, and streaming live all over the world to Captain Joe's people all over the world on voiceofvashon.org. And today, I have what is always a special treat for me when I'm able to have one of my friends come and join me. You all know that I do not have guests on this program. I only have friends. And so Charlotte Tinkin is with me again today. We're going to talk about some of the things with which she's been involved, which she's involved right now. And we're also going to talk about some challenges that she and her husband, Bill, who was with me last week, have had in this house that they are refurbishing and hopefully within the next 6 years are going to move in. So I'm going to introduce Charlotte in just a minute, but as always, I deliver my greetings to Captain Joe's people all over the world, from Singapore on one end of the world, even though I no longer have family in residence there. I know that there are people in Singapore who listen every week. At least I hope that there are people in Singapore who listen every week. And I am confident that there are people in the Kingdom of Sweden, of which Stockholm is the capital, who listen every week. I know that because, first of all, Dr. and Professor Reinhard contributes financially. I know that to be the case. And many thanks to all of you out there, Captain Joe's people who responded to the Old Man Winter campaign. It is, of course, that which allows From the Captain's Chair to remain on the air. And it shall so remain so long as I'm able to climb myself up into the captain's chair. The binnacle list this week includes... as we did last week, I wanted to make a point of including some much-loved pets, and I know that Bill and Charlotte have just lost one of theirs. It was a dog that I knew well as well. So, Charlotte, let us go ahead and introduce you once again to Captain Joe's people. You've been on with me a number of times before, but introduce yourself. You're looking very lovely today, and it always just warms the cockles of this captain's black heart to see you. So good afternoon to you.
Hello, Captain Joe. It's always a pleasure to be here. Always, always, always. And Happy New Year to you and to everybody out there. I hope that 2023 is going to be a better year for all of us. I know that you were just talking about Harper, my baby black lab, who left this earth on December 11th, crossed the Rainbow Bridge, as they say. She was quite the dog. So we're going to miss her horribly. Already do. But I do want to give a shout out, since we're talking about this, to Fair Isle Animal Clinic here on the island. They are amazing and were there with me. She died at home of cancer, and Dr. Dana came and was there when she died and took her away so we wouldn't have to worry about it. And I appreciate that so much. They are really amazing people.
So when we include animals in our lives and such things as the binnacle list, the sick list, I do that on purpose because we grieve as much often about those family members. And the unfortunate thing about the way that humans and animals interact is that we often don't have our animals with us for nearly as long as we think we could. I can remember you bringing Harper out to Point Robinson, and you have this stick thing that you use to throw the ball. And so I knew Harper for many, many years, yeah. And I grieve with you and Bill over that.
Thank you.
So let's move on to the looking forward to the year. And you had scheduled, and I had bought a ticket for, a presentation of Stephen Sondheim's work. So tell us a little bit about that and what's happening with that.
Yes. Well, I've been a fan of Stephen Sondheim for many years. And I remember in college finding out about the play Sweeney Todd, and I bought the vinyl album of the soundtrack of the show. I still have that, believe it or not. And it's been a dream of mine to always produce that particular Sondheim show. And I know when I talk to people about the fact that we're going to do Sweeney Todd, people say, why are you doing Sweeney Todd? And I'm like, well, the music, for one thing, is, I think, his best work. I think it's incredible. And the story is a little gruesome, but it's also a story that I think we all can relate to about the evil in the world and how we can combat it. So when we decided to do Sweeney Todd, we thought it would be really great to do a one-night-only performance fundraiser for Vashon Repertory Theater about the music of Sondheim, because he was so prolific, and he was just an incredible writer and lyricist and musician and composer, and he just died last year in 2022. So we put together an evening of some very familiar Sondheim songs, some not so familiar Sondheim songs. And we were going to do it in October as a fundraiser for Vashon Rep. And it turned out that in the process of putting it all together, a couple of the people that were going to be very involved in the show got ill and had to back out. So we had to cancel that performance and reschedule it. And now it's happening this Saturday, the 7th of January, at 7 p.m. at the Vashon Center for the Arts. It's hosted by Jeff Hoyt, who I think people probably know pretty well on The Voice of Vashon. He's been involved with this radio station for a long time. And Jeannie Dougherty is also going to be a co-host. And it's going to include most of the cast of Sweeney Todd is going to be singing songs not from Sweeney Todd, but from other Sondheim musicals. And I think it's going to be quite lovely. We have an incredible cast, I have to say. I was so impressed with these people and with their voices. So it's going to be a fun night. We're going to also do a silent auction in the lobby and do a Raise the Paddle to raise money for Vashon Repertory Theater and get to listen to some really amazing voices singing the wonderful Stephen Sondheim.
When is Sweeney Todd going to be presented?
We will open Sweeney Todd on the 17th of February, and it'll run for 2 weekends until the 26th of February at the Vashon Center for the Arts. You can buy tickets now on the Vashon Center for the Arts website. I think it's vashoncenterforthearts.org. You can also get tickets for Simply Sondheim on that same website. So we would be honored to have any of you show up, come and support the arts, which really needs it right now. COVID has been very difficult for theater companies. And so come see us. Come see the work.
When you first announced the Sondheim presentation, we were all given the opportunity, and I exercised that opportunity to buy tickets. And the idea was that we would present ourselves at some place called Will Call. Who or what is a will call? Actually, I know the answer to that. I may be dense, and I may just be a simple sailor who can barely read or write, but I do know what will call is. But my other question to you, Charlotte, dear Charlotte, is it possible that there may be one or two seats available that people could, in fact, go up and buy a ticket to go with?
Absolutely. There are tickets still available. And you can even come the day of the performance on the 7th, this Saturday, get there at 7 o'clock, and you'd probably be able to buy a ticket.
All right. So this is this coming Saturday at the Vashon Center for the Arts.
Yep.
It is an evening with Stephen Sondheim. It is hosted by Voice of Vashon's own Jeff Hoyt and Jeannie Dougherty. And are you going to be there where we can all get a hug and visit with you? Or
absolutely.
Or are you leaving town that day?
No, I'm going fishing instead.
Okay.
So, no, I'll be right there. I'm so excited about it, and I can't wait to hear the music and to be part of all of this and to be with my friends.
So it's going to be good. So there will also be that great island tradition of raising the paddle at a silent auction. And do you have any idea of what some of the really good stuff is that's on auction, or would you rather we all just go and be surprised?
I know everything that's on that auction because I've been working on it. And I would say one of the top things on the auction is three-night stay at this incredible cabin in Joshua Tree, California, that was donated by the sister of Arlette Moody. Mm-hmm. It is a gorgeous place, and the pictures are stunning. So you can buy that at the auction and stay for 3 nights at Joshua Tree. Also, Stefan Moody has donated one of his fabulous paintings of the Tahlequah Ferry, which is quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. We have a basket of Northwest goodies that Stephanie Murray, who's playing the role of Mrs. Lovett, has put together so that you can have all kinds of different things that were made right here in the Northwest, from chocolate to coffee to, I don't know what else she's pulling together, but she's pulling all kinds of stuff together.
So all of those things are going to happen on Saturday. And now I want to shift our talk and our conversation over to a little bit of a larger thing, and that is what's going on with the Vashon Repertory Theater. And you made a comment to which I heartily subscribe, and that is that arts on the island always are well supported, almost always are well supported. Even sometimes when other things are not so well supported, and that's another subject for another time. However, I am aware of the challenges that you've had with the Repertory Theater, and so it is now your opportunity to talk a little bit about where you see that headed in the glorious and great and glorious year of 2023, which we are just now embarking upon.
Well, this is, believe it or not, the third year of Vashon Repertory Theater. I founded this company in the middle of COVID, I think because I was bored and didn't have anything else to do. So, but we're in our third year. It's pretty exciting that we've lasted through all of COVID. And we're going to be really taking a look at the things that the group of us, there's a really core group of people that have been involved with the theater, and we're meeting to talk about what we're going to do next and how we're going to move forward. Yes, COVID, I've been working in the theater for 35, 40 years, and COVID was really, really hard. And I think it continues to be hard because I think people are still a little nervous about coming back and being in a crowd. And we continue to have all these different variants raise their ugly heads. So I think that I personally don't want to see live performance go away. I think that there's something about sitting in an audience and seeing someone perform live on stage that you don't get by watching television or going to the movies. It's just it's a relationship that happens between the audience and the person. And it's very special. And I want to make sure that we continue to have the opportunity to go and do that.
So I'm a little bit disturbed by the inflection in your voice when you talked about live performances. I cannot conceive of a time or a place where we would not be able to have actual live performances. And I agree with you completely that there is a relationship that develops for that 2 or 3 hour time that you are in that theater with the people that are performing. And I've treasured that my whole life. Mm-hmm. I started out very young going to live theater. My whole family were great believers in the National Theater in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
And so I've been to the many, many performances in the National Theater on E Street in Washington. So I'm a great believer in that. And I'm a great believer in the seeing people right between the running lights rather than in other ways. My particular favorite genre is genre. I didn't make that word up. No. Anyway, my particular are musicals. And of musicals, my favorite is The Music Man. And I think that Meredith Willson captured an America which maybe never really existed, but certainly it would have been a pretty neat place to live if it had. And so, and yet it always has the conquest of good over evil, even in The Music Man. There is a little bit of that. So I'd be interested in your insight into some of the challenges that you've had with the repertory theater. And I know that this whole business of connecting the virus and all of the non-activities that went with that to the difficulties that in particular nonprofits have had is part now of our American culture. But there are other things that have been going on as well, I think. And I think part of that may be the use of handheld telephonic devices.
Oh yes. So, you mean those little computers that we carry around with us everywhere we go?
Right. So throw some groups at me about that, Charlotte. Because I value and trust your judgment and your insight into all of this. I happen to know of some of the things that you have done in the theater over on the mainland. So give me a few groups on that.
Well, I don't like calling it an iPhone or a phone because guess what? It's not a phone. It's a computer. And it's a computer that we carry around and that we are glued to often. And I wish that we could... It's addictive, and I admit that I have one too, but I wish that we could find a way to just put it down, and go and talk to each other, or tell stories. Because to me, that's what theater is all about. It's about telling wonderful stories, and it's about us connecting with each other, or looking at somebody else's walking in somebody else's shoes just for a little while, and looking at something from another point of view. Which is what the theater is all about. And it's one of the things I love, you said the Music Man has good triumphing over evil. And I think Sweeney Todd does that. It talks about the evil in the world, and at the end, good has triumphed. And I think that's really important for us to remember that in the end, I really believe that good will triumph. I really do.
Well, you and I have talked about this a number of times in different contexts, and we both of us believe that, and also that there is room for a great deal more kindness.
Yes.
In the way that we deal with each other. One of the first things that you and I did together was with Vashon Community Care, and the whole thing there was built on kindness, and you were not only one of the chairs of the board, but your mother lived the last years of her life there, as did my mother.
Yeah.
So you and I have built our friendship, I think, a lot on that whole idea of doing some really good and neat things for the island community. And I take this opportunity to point that out, that that's one of the things that I love about you. So
thank you.
So I want to talk to you briefly about because quickly time is running out, about your adventures with this house. Now, Bill got into it a little bit last week, and I know that your take on it's a little bit different, and your take on it's a little bit different because every woman wants to be the mistress of her own home, and Mary R. was certainly the mistress of the captain's quarters. And so, and as a parenthetical insertion with the holidays, do I particularly miss her and miss the things that we did together?
Yeah.
So you are lusting in your soul to get back into your own home and into your own kitchen, and to be the mistress of your home. So talk a little bit about what's going on with that house.
Well, we bought this house in mid-March. It was a true fixer-upper, and we knew it when we bought it. But it was a wonderful, I feel like it was a gift to us from the people who owned it because they could have sold it for a whole lot more. And we really wanted to stay on the island. We did not want to leave Vashon. And this was a great opportunity. So we bought it. And I've never done home renovation before. This was a new thing for me. I was very trepidatious about it, if that's a word. My wonderful husband was like, oh, no, this is going to be fine. And so we marched forward. It's now January, and we're not in the house yet. But it's okay. We'll get there. The work is getting done, and it's going to be wonderful. Every time I go in the house, I remind myself this is going to be really great. We basically pretty much gutted it and started over again. So brand new kitchen, two almost new bathrooms, repaint the whole outside. There was a wall that was rotten that we had to replace, total rewiring. So it was a do-over.
Did you know the scope of the work when you first got involved with this?
No. We thought there would be some rewiring, but once the electrician got in there, he was like, no, we have to do the whole house. And I was like, okay. The wall that we had to replace, we thought was just going to be some siding replacement, but it ended up being the whole wall. And I think that's just how it is when you get into reconstruction. I mean, you're going to find things that you never... that you thought, oh, this will be fine. And guess what? It went.
So how much land does this now incredibly lovely home sit on?
I think it's about 3/4 of an acre.
Okay. So the reason I asked the question is that Charlotte and Bill host every year in July the World International Croquet Championships.
Now, here's the whole title is the Isle of Vashon International Invitational Croquet Tournament of Champions.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are we going to do it this year?
I want to do it this year, but I'd love to try to find like another place to do it because I don't think our yard is going to be right.
Maybe you could make a contract with the people who own the house from which you moved.
Maybe we could.
Because we all know where the divots are in that place.
Exactly.
Anyway, the croquet championship to which Charlotte refers is engraved in my calendar in gold leaf, and it is a great event. I am a rotten, piss-poor croquet player, but we go and we knock each other's balls out into the rough, and it's... And it's just a lovely time, but it's mostly a time for friends to get together and do something a little bit different. And it is just a great event. So I'm hopeful that you are able to locate a site for it that will be as good as what we have had in the past.
I promise you. We will be doing the tournament again next summer.
Good.
I'm just not sure where.
All right. So... In fairy news, I'm going to talk a little quickly about the fairies.
Please talk about the fairies.
All right. So I had a note from an old friend on the island who had heard my broadcast in which I proclaimed that I was telling the governor that I would be happy to command the fairy system for 6 months free. And I would hand back to him and to the users of the ferry system quite a different operation. So far, my letter, I think the letter went into the shredder almost immediately. I've had no reply. And in fact, the offer has been made only on this broadcast. And apparently the governor doesn't listen to From the Captain's Chair, although he should.
He should.
So... But I bring up the ferry system today because I've been critiquing some incredibly bad seamanship when they come to making some of the landings, particularly on the south end. And so I just got a message from the ferry system which says that on the 11th of January and the 12th of January, there are virtual public meetings. Were you aware of this, Charlotte?
No,
well,
I didn't know that.
Well, I hope that you will join up because... the slogan for these two meetings from the ferry system is, hope to hear from you. Well, I hope to spit in your mess kit. They're going to hear from some people, including from me. I'm one of those people who belongs to, I'm a frog. A ferry rider's, are you a frog?
I'm a frog.
Okay.
I'm a frog.
So we fill in the forms. Yeah. And then they make absolutely no difference to what happens with the ferry, with the ferry system. So where it says, hope to hear from you, they're going to hear from us again. And those of you who are within the Washington State Ferry System catchment area are entitled to join up on the 11th of January and the 12th of January virtual public meetings. And now I have informed Charlotte, and now I've informed all of Captain Joe's people that the opportunity is here for you to be a part of advising the ferry system what you would like to see happen with the ferry system, about which they will take absolutely no notice whatsoever, and we will continue to have, so long as we have the present ferry system leadership, continue to have the kind of system that no public should have to endure.
Captain Joe, I don't understand why they haven't taken you up on your offer, because you would so get the ferries in shape.
Well, there are a couple things that I would do almost immediately. Here's some good news. Would you like some good news? Here's some good news. I always like it when I see young people who are doing good things. And there are entry-level jobs for young people in fast food places. Now, you originally come from the South.
Correct.
And in the South, we eat chicken gizzards.
That's true.
And when we have chicken gizzards available in the Pacific Northwest, that's worth noting.
I can't imagine that we would ever have chicken gizzards available in the Northwest.
I am about to enlighten you that if you go to Ezel's over in the West Seattle parking lot for West Seattle Thriftway, that they have gizzards. They are absolutely delicious. And you can also get chicken livers.
Wow.
In that Ezel's.
Yeah.
And you get a choice of whether you get the regular or the spicy.
Okay.
I urge you to get the regular. The spicy does not conform to what you and I grew up with gizzards in the South. So you can get them there. But I mention Ezel's not only because of that you can get gizzards there, but they have hired some young people who really care about the job. And now it's not much of a job. Selling gizzards to people who come from the South is pretty easy. You walk in, you say, I want a pound of gizzards. They charge you $13. You walk out with your bag. You have to ask them for napkins, by the way.
Okay.
And but they have hired some people over there who really want to be enthusiastic about selling gizzards. Lovely, lovely young people. And I recognize that here today. And I have once again run way over my time. We've had such a fun time talking together.
So, I love talking to you anytime.
So this is your Captain Joe. Now, it is my custom from the captain's chair to say that we never say goodbye, that we will always meet again. My granddaughter, Simonzi, and I always part with that particular saying. And I do it here because there are friends who are taking their departure and leaving, and my assurance is that we never say goodbye. We say until we meet again. This is your Captain Joe. With many, many thanks to Charlotte. As always, we always have such a good time when we get together. And to say to all of you there that this is your Captain Joe, watch out for each other. Watch each other's six. As the week goes by, we'll be meeting here again. And we're going to talk about ice and ice breaking next week. And so this is your Captain Joe, as always, on station and watching properly.